Appreciate it. Matty Geisner is, of course, a two-time world champion cyclist. And the news has come through that he's been recently diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and he's been kind enough to join us on SEN. Matty, a simple question and a straightforward one. How are you feeling?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. It's been a couple of weeks now, so I've had the tough period, and now it's just trying to figure out what I can do and, yeah, not let it dominate the things I want to do.
Yeah, Matt, can you just tell me where you were at the time of receiving your diagnosis from the doctor? Clearly you'd gone to the doctor and maybe had some tests, and all of a sudden they rang with the prognosis, diagnosis. Just tell us how that unfolded.
Yeah, so I had the biopsy and CT scans on a Thursday afternoon, and then I flew out to Melbourne that evening to do some wind tunnel testing to finish off some of the development for the Olympic equipment. And on the way home, after all that testing in the taxi, got the call from the doctor with those results. Yeah, confirming that I had the thyroid cancer. And yeah, it was not good news to hear. It's the worst thing you want to hear. But I had a feeling it was going down that road, so I was preparing myself for the worst.
You're sitting in a taxi and the doctor calls. I can't imagine what that's like.
Yeah, you're trying to hide it from the bloke sitting next to you, and it's pretty rough. But just stay strong, and was like, all right, well, I've got to deal with this now. Thankfully, I've got a treatable version of it. A lot of people have it a lot worse, so I'm just thankful that it was a lesser degree of what it could have been, and that we did find it thanks to the medical team at Cycling Australia. And to show that you'd... You're up.
Yeah. What were the symptoms, Matt?
There weren't actually any symptoms at all. So I just had a sore neck from a leg press effort that wasn't going away. It was hanging around for a couple of weeks, and it was slowly improving, but not at the rate that it should have been if it was a muscular issue, and they weren't quite sure what it was. So they, just to be safe, had me go in for an MRI to see if it was a bulged disc in my neck that was referring to pain, and that showed a couple of nodules on my thyroid gland. And they're like, you know what, it's normally nothing, it's normally safe, so we'll just to be sure, we'll go in for an ultrasound. And, yeah, that was when I got the news that it wasn't looking too good.
Matty Geisner,
but the pain in my neck wasn't related to the cancer itself.
Okay.
And the thyroid gland itself was functioning perfectly normal.
Wow. Okay, so the sore neck from the leg press probably has made a big difference to your life.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that dicky neck that wouldn't go away. and, yeah, the good medical team, it's... it's saved my life, really. If I discovered it later on down the track, it would be a very different story.
Wow, Matty, that is, for something so scary, that is remarkable news. So you said that happened a couple of weeks ago, and so what's the treatment been so far, and when does, you know, fingers crossed, you get the complete green light, and then the green light says you can again focus on getting yourself ready for Tokyo?
Yeah, I had surgery last Monday to remove the whole thyroid gland itself. So I'm now on medication to moderate my metabolism. And I'm now on light duties, trying to figure out what I am able to do, because the rest of me is perfectly healthy. Like my legs, everything's good to go. So it's just managing the surgery and the things that have been cut and that are healing, and the blood vessels, and making sure I don't pop anything that I shouldn't, and going too hard too early. So for the first 5 weeks, it's being controlled and no maximal efforts that gave myself the sore neck in the first place. And then I'll have some radioactive iodine tablets as my radiotherapy, and that'll knock me around for a couple of days. And hopefully, all things going well, that will then soak up and kill off anything that's remaining in me, and I can then, get on with my Olympic preparations as normal.
What boxes do you have to tick, really, to now get to the Olympics, almost as a cyclist, so to speak? You are a two-time world champion, Commonwealth Games. I interviewed you at Glasgow, actually, over there at the Com Games. And does it change what's happened right now? Does it change your perspective on sport and life at all, what's happened in the last couple of weeks for you, Matt?
Yeah, it does. It really does put things into perspective. You don't worry about the little things anymore because, yeah, the life can throw you curveballs like this one anytime. So, yeah, but in terms of me as a cyclist, it's I still need to qualify for the Olympics. So with me on kind of light duties, I still need to race the two World Cups coming up soon. So on the 1st of December, I'll fly out to New Zealand for the first one, and then the following weekend I'll race in Brisbane. And, yeah, I'll do my best to be in the best shape I can, but at the same time, I'm just trying to recover from surgery still. So, yeah, it still goes on, and we got plans in place and backup plans to make sure we do qualify with all this going on in the background. But, yeah, it puts everything into perspective, and there's more to life than just riding around in circles. Yeah, the people I do life with are really important and, yeah, really value what they've contributed to me. And, yeah, again, it's there's more to life than just turning left.
Yeah, good man. You are a machine. You're built like the proverbial brick as well. You're a big body, man. What percentage has it taken off your size or your capabilities or your power? Last question for you, this latest setback. And it sounds like you're pretty focused and you feel like you're in a good space in regards to getting back and getting on the bike for Tokyo. What percentage do you think it's just taken the edge off Matty Glaser?
Oh, it's just hampered my preparations for the qualifying events. That's really all it's done. So instead of meddling at these World Cups, it may be more difficult to get that result. So I'll then finish those races and rebuild as normal if all goes well. So I don't think it'll have much of an effect. 5%, if that. Like, it's just managing. I'm still being able to put some load through the legs in the gym, just not as much as I normally would. So it's a maintenance phase at the moment instead of building on things. So not too much. Obviously, I'm not going to let it stop me, and we'll keep pushing through it.
You're a good man. Well done. All the very best in the recovery phase from thyroid cancer, and we're looking forward to seeing you absolutely dominate in Tokyo. And albeit it's not a chapter of your story you want to obviously use to provide motivation, but I'm sure you're providing plenty of motivation for those listening to SEN this afternoon. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
I appreciate it, mate.